This is The Program with Andrew Walker and Scott Rintoul.
Yeah, it's obviously it's a big honor, and I'm really excited. Just looking around the league, there's so many guys that could be in the game. So it's definitely an honor. It's something you dream about as a kid. So like I said, I'm really excited.
Guys like you, I mean, you have these goals and you've met them throughout your career, whatever that is. But when this season began and you're trying to make this team, like, could you have imagined being an NHL All-Star 41 games later?
No, honestly, not at all. I don't think that ever crossed my mind once I made the team or even thought about before. My main goal at the start of the year was just to make the team and try and produce any way I can when I, after I did make the team. So I think my year so far has gone pretty well.
They're asking your current teammates, they're asking your former teammates. Everybody seems to want to weigh in on how you've been able to have the success. In your opinion, how has it all come together and amounted in 22 goals already?
Yeah, I think it just starts with the leadership. I think the leadership has been great, and there's been certain guys that have really helped me and along the way to make sure I'm doing the little things right, and I'm working hard in the weight room and on the ice and trying to play consistent and making sure I just play my game.
TJ Oshie was interviewed. You played against him last night. I know you guys became quick friends over the summer, and he had a lot of great things to say about you. What did you learn from him over the course of a summer of training that has allowed you or certainly helped you in your rookie season?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. He's a great person and obviously a great player, and he's a good role model to me. I think, what he helped me out with the most is, just coming to – he comes to work every day in the summer and always has a smile and is ready to work. And when we do our workouts and we skate, he's always looking to get better, and he always puts his 110% into every lift and, everything he does.
NHL All-Star Brock Besser joins us on the program, Sportsnet 650 Vancouver, your new home of the Canucks. Saturday was a fun game, I'm sure, to take part in. It was a fun game to watch. Brock, some guys read everything. Some guys read and watch nothing. I don't know where you fall in, but a lot of Canuck fans talk about you, obviously. And, Toronto has their guy in Austin Matthews. Edmonton has their guy in Connor McDavid. So everyone plays the comparison game and looks at all your stats. Did it feel a little bigger being on that stage Saturday and having Austin play well on the other side? Everyone could see you guys kind of giving it to each other a little bit on the ice. I don't know if you can, let us in a little bit what was said, but did it feel like a bigger stage?
Yeah, I mean, Saturday night in Toronto, I think all the guys on the team kind of were talking how big of a game it was and, how much fun it'd be. And then, to play Austin just makes it that much better. And he had a great game, so I think us chirping each other made it that much better. I think it's always when you get to play a buddy and have that competitiveness.
Brock, whether it's that game in Toronto being on that big of a stage or maybe an earlier Hockey Night in Canada game in the season, maybe it's a player that you idolized growing up that you've had a chance to play against. What's been your wow moment in the National Hockey League so far?
Yeah, I think other than playing against all these guys I've watched growing up, I think last year when I played that 9-game span, Marian Gaborik was the star I looked up to when I was growing up in Minnesota, and he said congrats to me on the ice and congratulated me on my first goal. So I'd say that was pretty special.
He is Brock Besser. He joins us on the program with Walker and Rintoul. Your goals have not slowed down. Your personal success hasn't. But the team has really gone through it. How difficult has it been on you, on the team, trying to get out of this tailspin? I know there's been injuries. You're happy, I know, to be playing well and getting these accolades. But how do you balance those two things?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with the team right now, there's been injuries, and we haven't had some of the greatest luck. But I think we know the type of team that we are, and when we were healthy, how good we really were. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of just making sure we keep our heads on straight and make sure we keep following and playing little details to a T, and making sure we stay within our structure and make sure that we compete hard every night.
I know it didn't happen to you in college. Have you endured losing like this at any point of your hockey career?
No, I don't think so, honestly.
So who have you leaned on? Have you talked to the Sedins? Have you talked to someone else? Who have you talked to try to find a way to keep your chin up and stay motivated?
I think just talking to the older guys like Van and, Tanev, I'm pretty close with him too, and they just tell you that you just got to keep playing your game. You can't get frustrated or down. You just got to make sure you stay consistent and keep trying to help produce for the team in any way you can.
Brock Besser, an NHL All-Star, joins the program with Walker and Rintoul. Travis Green always has plenty of compliments for you when he's asked about you. What's your greatest compliment for Travis Green, the impact he's had so far?
Oh, I think he's a great coach. He really knows his hockey, and you know, he really pushes us, each and every person to be better. And you know, I think we all saw that from day one at training camp. He's a competitive guy, and he always wants to win. So, you know, I think that's really helped me develop through this first part of the season.
For some people, it's become a little bit of a joke. For others, they seem like they're actually mad about it. The fact that you sat out those first two games of the season, it always gets referenced. Imagine if he'd played those first two games, where he'd be at right now. Can you clarify the way the end of training camp went down and how you were feeling physically heading into the season?
Yeah. We talked and we had some meetings, and, you know, that's part of hockey. We had a lot of older guys coming back, and we discussed, and he told me that I wasn't playing the first game, and we'll see how they play in the first game. And you know, that's part of the game, though. Guys have to sit out every night, and you just have to be ready for your opportunity and make the most of it when you get it.
Well, you've certainly made the most of yours so far, and with that comes a lot more media attention. Have you embraced it? How are you handling all the questions, microphones, more interviews like this one?
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot, but you know, it's been good, and it's, you know, I think it's been a lot of good practice too. Just looking back, I don't think I was the best at media, but I think I've come a long way.
Yeah, you are. Do you feel the pressure ever? I mean, I know it might be a silly question, but you know, we deal with the fans and the listeners and social media so much, and with the way the season has gone, you are kind of the linchpin of why people watch right now. Have you felt that at all?
Not so much. I try not to let that get to me, but you know, there are times where I feel pressure. You know, especially when. You know, we haven't been winning some games lately. I try to just make sure I stay, humble and on point, and make sure that I'm playing, you know, my game and not letting the pressure get to me. I think, you know, that's huge. If you don't let the pressure get to you, and you just maintain your style of play and your compete level.
How much do you worry about, or what's your feeling, I suppose, on how much attention gets paid to your hair and the flow and all the T-shirts and sweatshirts that are getting made up?
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty funny, and I think they're donating the money to a good cause there, too, so I think that's pretty cool what they did, and, you know, I get a good laugh out of it when I see that stuff.
Brock Besser joins us. Before we let you go, I think, like, we had you on, I believe, in the rookie tournament. I think we talked about this, but I can't remember. So I want to say you're a Vikings guy, but I think you pivoted. Are you a Vikings fan?
Yeah, I'm a Vikings fan.
Oh, you are a Vikings
fan. My girlfriend's actually a cheerleader for them, too. So I was hoping the Vikes would play on Saturday when we were in Minnesota, but they play right before a game, so I might have to sacrifice my pregame nap.
You got a prediction? You like him this year?
Yeah, I think this is one of the strongest teams they've had since I've been alive, honestly.
It's been impressive. Hey, you've been impressive too. Congratulations again, man. All-Star, that's it's a huge honor, and like I said, it's pretty special that no matter what the format is, you'd be going to this. So, I mean, enjoy it. Take it all in when you go, and all the best coming up on Friday as well.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Sportsnet 650.